Torah Kedosh begins Parashat Tetzaveh with the words V'ata Tetzaveh. And many of the Farshim, of course, try to explain why does the Torah say V'ata Tetzaveh. Torah usually speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Should have said Moshe Rabbeinu Tetzaveh. Moshe Tetzaveh. So the Sefer Divrei Yisrael explains that as we know, Ein Migdal U'Mocha B'Torah. And even though Parashat Tetzaveh appears in the Torah before Parashat Kisisa, but actually Parashat Kisisa came first. And in Parashat Kisisa, we learn about Kikaron Or Ponov Shel Moshe, that Moshe Rabbeinu face shined. What we learn from here is the great level, the great madrega that a tzaddik could reach. And what the Torah is teaching us is that Moshe Rabbeinu, not only did his words have tremendous hashpa, and not only did his words have influence, but his actual being, looking at him, made him, when somebody just looked at him, became greater. As the Gemara says, the Rebbe said, this that I'm a greater Talmud Chochem than my colleagues. Chazina la Rameya Machore. I just saw the back of Rameya. Vila Chazite Mikamei. If I would have seen his face, have a Mechadade Tfei, I would have even been greater. The Ksiva Haya and Necharayas is Merecham. Gemara Mesecht Erevin Dafyud Gimel Mebeis. And that's what the Pasuk is teaching us about Moshe Rabbeinu. V'ata Tetzaveh. We don't even have to hear Moshe Rabbeinu say anything. V'ata, just looking at Moshe Rabbeinu, just being in his mechitza, just being near him, V'ata Tetzaveh creates an incredible environment, an environment of Kedusha. And that's why it's most understandable, says the Divrei Yisrael, why the Parsha begins to discuss the Aloch of the Shemizayis of the olive oil that lit the menorah, that brings that glow. The glow of Moshe Rabbeinu had such tremendous influence. And along this line, I saw that the Sefer Maor V'Shemesh explains that we know that the word Tetzaveh is from the same word as Tzeves, that means to connect. And the Torah is teaching us here how important it is for members of Klai Yisrael to connect to the Tzaddik. But it goes on to explain that it's really a two-way relationship. Of course, a person who connects to a tzaddik comes to the tzaddik, that the tzaddik teaches him how to live in halacha, in way of life, and he comes to the tzaddik when he needs guidance, and the tzaddik, of course, gives him that guidance. But says the Maor V'Shemesh that the relationship and the beneficiary of this relationship are not just the people who come to the tzaddik. The tzaddik himself, the Torah says to the tzaddik, V'ata Tetzaveh al b'nei Yisrael, by you, the tzaddik, being put into a position that you could connect to Klal Yisrael, that you could teach Klal Yisrael Torah, that you could be available to Klal Yisrael, V'ata Tetzaveh al b'nei Yisrael, by you connecting to Klal Yisrael, V'yichu Elecha, you become a greater person. The tzaddik's greatness is not just because he's a tzaddik, but the tzaddik that teaches people Torah is given that special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to become greater. And then he goes on to say, how does that happen? Because as people approach the tzaddik for different situations, the tzaddik, in his modesty, in his humility, begins to think, am I really worthy of this, of being the person to lead Klal Yisrael, to be in this position where people are turning to me? And that causes him to feel like the Shemen Zayis, just like the olive is bitter and the olive is crushed to bring out the oil. The tzaddik, when he takes this position and tries to help Klal Yisrael and teach Klal Yisrael, it makes him, V'yichu Elecha, and makes him a better person. Just like when the olive is crushed, the olive oil comes out, and the olive oil, of course, is much more valuable than the olive. The tzaddik, not only do the people who come to the tzaddik grow from their relationship with the tzaddik, but the tzaddik also grows very much from that relationship. And the pasuk continues in our parash and says that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vata hakrev elechos Aaron achicha v'zbon of itay mitat bnei Yisrael chanali Aaron nodav aviu elos v'samar bnei Aaron." And the obvious question here is, the pasuk begins with the words, "Vata hakrev elechos Aaron achicha v'zbon of." So we know that Moshe Rabbeinu is being told to choose Aaron and his children for this important position of being the Kohanim, the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Why was it necessary to mention at the end of the pasuk again, Aaron Nadav Aviu Alozvi Samar Bnei Aharon? So I saw that Rav Zilberman quoted in the Sefer Maguyus HaTorah explains that we know that Klal Yisrael are the Am HaNifchor, the Am Segula, the Bnei B'chayri Yisrael, and from Klal Yisrael, Shevet Levi is the chosen Shevet. And from Shevet Levi, the Kohanim are the leaders. And what is the obligation of somebody who is in such a position? Such a person who's put into such a position has to prepare himself for that position, to learn Torah, to act and think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu all of the time, to think about creating a Kiddush Hashem all of the time. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, V'hata hakriv Aaron, V'hata hakriv elecha. If Aaron and his children want to live up to the important mission that they are given, V'hata hakriv elecha, as Aaron v'anav b'tach b'nei Yisrael, that they want to be the chosen from all of Klal Yisrael, they have to learn and they have to prepare themselves. It isn't just a position that is given to them. L'chanoili, they have to be able to prepare themselves to be the Kohanim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it goes more than that, the pasuk says. It isn't just that this family, the family of Aaron HaKohen, were chosen for this great position. And l'chanoili, every one of them, Aaron, Nadav, Aviu, Elozov, Isamar, each one of them cannot just rely on the fact that they are the children of Aaron. What they need to do is take their talents and take their potential to use it for Avodas Hashem. Being a tzaddik is not something that's just inherited. Being a tzaddik is not something that just comes automatically. Being a tzaddik requires l'chanoili, to do what is necessary to be in that position. And of course, what's most important is, and that's why hakrev elecha, they have to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu what is the right thing to do. And of course, they need to have above everything siyata d'shmaya to succeed. That v'yichu elecha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the tzaddik that special siyata d'shmaya to act in his position of leadership in Klal Yisrael.